This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Greetings and salutations. You are tuning in to the Kevin Jackson Radio Show. Of course, I am guest hosting for the great Kevin Jackson while he is out on in New York doing Fox News Radio tonight. It's going to be an awesome show. I'm definitely going to be tuning in. You might even hear me call in. It's going to be a really awesome show. Now, one of the things that I wanted to talk about today is Trump's mental condition. We've heard about it. We've heard about Trump's mental condition, his problems, his mental problems. Trump is crazy, right? He's an insane person. No, he's a cold, calculating, evil genius who wants to destroy America, who wants to annihilate human life on Earth for his own personal gain, however that works. But he's insane. He's mentally deficient. Which is it, folks? Is he an evil, evil mastermind genius, or is he insane? That's the new talking point. Trump is just crazy. He's unfit, not because of his policy, but because he's mentally defunct. He is just crazy.
The president has not yet been able to demonstrate the stability, nor some of the competence that he needs to demonstrate in order to be successful.
Well, there's actually a growing mountain of evidence that the president has been very erratic, has shown a mental instability.
By a man who obviously is mentally unstable. I mean, I'm not joking about it or being a smartass. This is a man who is not well. This is a man who is not qualified or mentally or morally fit to be the president of the United States.
Well, I certainly think that there's an issue with the president's capability. There's some attribute of his character that makes him seemingly incapable of introspection and a broad understanding of what the country really needs. And I think it's a question that people are asking. What is going on with this president? What could explain this kind of behavior?
And especially among Republicans in Congress, they have been raising the very question of his stability and his mental fitness to be president of the United States.
And now we're seeing that we're getting the ramifications as a nation of what having a sick man in the White House means. He's not mentally stable.
Isn't it fun watching the left implode like this? Isn't it fun watching the rhinos go nuts? I mean, not so much the rhinos. I wish the rhinos would not be rhinos and actually abide by the promises that they made to their constituents when running for office, but that is neither here nor there at this point. The point is that everyone is now a psychologist. Everyone knows about mental... They're self-described psychologists giving psychological advice about the president as if they experienced intensive therapy sessions with the president, where the president displayed all of this behavior, this crazy, crazy behavior. When did they get their degrees in psychology? When did they get their doctorates? They have really tried to throw everything except the kitchen sink at this guy, and nothing sticks. They call him a racist. I mean, he's clearly not a racist. They call him an anti-Semite. What anti-Semite stands in front of the Western Wall with a yarmulke on praying? He must be in hiding. It must be like a Islamic taqiya or something when he lies. He's lying to all of us. He's not really pro-Israel. He's not a sexist. He's got women working at top positions in his companies. His daughter is a very powerful woman. They tried to throw the Russia stuff at him. That didn't stick. Not one shred of evidence. I mean, you would think that for all of the Trump-Russia coverage, that he would be knee-deep. That it would be easy to prove. But no, it wasn't easy to prove. He's an evil racist. He's a sexist. He's a homophobe. He's a transphobe. Now, since the usual leftists' attack didn't stick, never stuck, never will stick, they had to think outside the box. So they started calling him Hitler. He is Hitler. Trump is Hitler. Trump represents Nazism and white nationalism and white supremacy. And then Trump wholesale renounced the white supremacists. Ignored by the media. Totally ignored. So they went on to their next tack. Trump is insane. He's mentally insane. He's not a careful, calculating, cold, ruthless, genius, evil mastermind. No, everything that he's doing is absolutely insane. It's far be it from me to tell my enemies when they're doing something wrong, but this is really going to come back to bite you in the butts, libs. Aren't you the ones always touting that people who are mentally defunct, people who are disabled in any way, should not be shamed? I mean, if you really cared about the guy, if you really cared about the president, you wouldn't shame him for his mental illness. You wouldn't want to engage in ableism, now would you? Now, what's funny about this is that the proof that these alleged psychiatrists, psychologists have that Donald Trump is crazy is exactly the same evidence that we all have. Because none of these people sat down in a therapy session with him. None of these people actually, you know, used their integrity as medical professionals to actually figure out what's actually going on with the guy. They're using the same things as we are. The videos, the rallies, articles on various news sites. That is how these psychologists are deducing that Donald Trump is a crazy person. And, of course, CNN puts it out there like it's news. I swear, they are so immoral. They are so gross. CNN, you make me sick. You know who else makes me sick? Salon.com. Salon.com just released an article a few days ago. Psychiatrist Bandy Lee. We have an obligation to speak about Donald Trump's mental health issues. Our survival as a species may be at stake. Jesus, you're really going for the throat, aren't you? You're really going for the jugular. Our survival as an entire species? Did you steal that one right out of the environmentalist playbook? Our survival as a species may be at stake. Malignant reality is taking hold in American politics, says a shrink who held a conference on Trump's mental health. She held a conference on Trump's mental health. Only person who wasn't there was Donald Trump himself. This is what it reads. It starts out, I mean, I can't believe some people call this journalism. I can't believe some people even call this news. It reads, Donald Trump is a clear and present danger to the United States and the world. He has reckless disregard for democracy and its foundational principles. Yeah, like you guys care about foundational principles. Trump is also an authoritarian plutocrat who appears to be using the presidency as a means to enrich himself and his closest allies as well as family members. Trump's proposed 2018 federal budget is a shockingly cruel document that threatens to destroy America's already threadbare social safety net in order to give the rich and powerful even more hefty tax cuts. We're going to talk a little bit about this more when we get back. I'm the disgruntled millennial. Get me at Shaq General. We'll be right back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-backed rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Salon.com. The leftist, the extreme far left hack news site. It's not news. It's just left-wing propaganda and really crappy left-wing propaganda, to be honest. You'd think they'd be a little bit less transparent, but no. Salon.com is like, hey, everybody, we're here to brainwash you. So here's an article, a little bit more from the article that I was reading just a minute ago, about Donald Trump's mental health. It says, Donald Trump's failures as a president have been compounded by his unstable personality and behavior. It has been reported by staffers inside the Trump White House that he is prone to extreme mood swings, is cantankerous and unpredictable, flies into blind rages when he does not get his way, is highly suggestible and readily manipulated, becomes bored easily and fails to complete tasks, is confused by basic policy matters, and is even unhappy and lonely. And despite the bragging about his strength and vitality during the 2016 presidential campaign, Trump appears to tire easy and easily succumbs to exhaustion. These people are not even paying attention. Trump is all over the place. Trump is not tired. He may be a lot of things, but he's not tired. And then they go on to interview Dr. Bandy Lee, a psychiatrist at Yale University who specializes in public health and violence prevention. She recently convened a conference that explored issues that related to Donald Trump's emotional health and how mental health professionals should respond to this crisis. It's a crisis. Donald Trump's mental health is a crisis. We're going to examine his mental health in a meeting where we get a whole bunch of us together and we all talk about his mental health. None of us have ever met him. None of us have ever sat in a room with him. None of us have ever treated him or given him any kind of therapy, but we're all going to analyze. We're going to psychoanalyze the president without him even being here. That's how good at our jobs we are. That's how amazing. That's what good people we are. We're not being negligent. We're not violating any medical ethics or anything like that. We just care about the country. It's a crisis, don't you see? Dr. Bandy Lee, when asked, how did a person like Donald Trump become president? You can really see all you need to know about this lady and probably how she practices psychology by her answer. She says, me being a psychiatrist, I will inevitably see things from that lens. I also tend to think about the social context that gives rise to current conditions. For me, the big shift in our society has been the increasing inequality, and with that, a certain segment of the population will end up suffering from an undue amount of poverty. A relative poverty, actually, deprivation, a lack of education, a lack of health care, and mental health care. All those will contribute to a worsening of collective mental health. That's why Donald Trump became president. We're all mentally ill. Not only is she trying to psychoanalyze the president, she's trying to psychoanalyze every single person who voted for him. Now, clearly, this woman is a leftist hack. I swear, I wonder how she carries on her therapy sessions. Some little kid comes in and she's like, I've been bullied. I have these feelings. I don't know. I think I might be gay. I might be a female. I don't know. All my friends are saying that they're trans, and I don't know. This is the kind of doctor that would probably go, yes, of course, they'd stroke you on the head and say, of course, you're a trans. Yes, you're a transgendered. Of course you are. If she had a black patient, she probably came in there, oh, people are bullying me. People are bullying me. People aren't nice to me. I don't know what it is. She might say, oh, well, clearly you are being bullied because you are black. Clearly you are being bullied because you are disabled. Clearly you are clearly all of your problems are because of other people. That's not psychology. I mean, that is psychology. You psychologically screw people up like that. Mark my words. There's going to be a rise in social justice warrior psychology. Because what are all these Antifa people going to do when they realize that they can't get a job and they have to move out of mom's basement eventually? What are they going to do? They don't have any marketable skills other than social justice activism and community organizing. And when they grow up and they become old and lonely and bitter and angry, they're going to wonder what it is that is wrong with them. And they're going to see a psychiatrist. And that psychiatrist, if her name is Dr. Bandy Lee, she is going to probably tell them that, oh, you did everything right. Oh, you just feel good about yourself. Here's a participation trophy. Here's some participation kudos. Just because you're here, yes, everyone deserves to feel good. Oh, you wasted your life? That's someone else's fault. Oh, you made a lot of poor decisions? That's someone else's fault. She even goes so far as to say, the situation has come to such a critical level. In fact, a state of emergency exists, and we could no longer hold back. She's talking about her and her friends who started this conference about Donald Trump's mental health, of course, without Donald Trump even being there. This is such a violation of medical ethics. I can't believe these people still have licenses. Here's another psychiatry hack. Who's talking about a patient that she's never seen before?
I'm Dr. Gail Saltz. Where in the DSM do I turn to find this?
The DSM is a list of mental disorders, just in case you don't know.
Well, let me first say, I cannot diagnose Donald Trump. I don't know Donald Trump. But I would say that someone who spends time creating a very grandiose view of themselves, you know, I'm the best in business, I'm sexually the best, all the women want me, and will break the rules, lie, do something unethical for the purpose of that, it certainly makes you think about intense narcissism, right? Everything has to refer to me, and I have to be the best.
I'm not going to diagnose him, but hang on a sec. Let me just diagnose him. And who doesn't want to be the best? Why is wanting to be the best a bad thing? Why is that a mental illness to you? Narcissism? That's something you want to figure out clinically, not based on some speeches and some policy prescriptions that you might not like. And she provides no examples whatsoever. She just expects you to know what she's talking about.
Interestingly, if you look at past presidents, great presidents, presidents who were ranked as the greatest, being grandiose or being very, very confident and believing in your skills actually correlates with greatness in presidents. However, when it also moved into being incredibly self-centered, in other words, no empathy, everything has to refer to me, I always have to be at the center and has to be about me, that did not correlate with greatness. So the question is, where does it fall out there tells you a lot about what would make a great leader, let's say.
She says Donald Trump has no empathy. How do you know that? How do you know that the president lacks empathy? Don't you have to, like, make, don't you have to actually sit in a therapy session to figure that one out? How can you tell? I mean, clearly Trump has empathy for the most defenseless among us. I mean, he redistributed Title X money that was going to Planned Parenthood away from Planned Parenthood. He moved it to places who actually plan to be parents. He has a lot of empathy for our veterans. He's making it easier for them to be trained, easier for them to get jobs, easier for them to get medical care. He obviously cares about inner city children. He appointed Betsy DeVos. She's a big proponent of school choice. You know, that thing that teachers hate because then they actually have to work for their positions instead of handing out a bunch of participation trophies and calling it a day. No, he lacks empathy because he's not a social justice warrior like you are. Where did you get your doctorate from? Hogwarts? If Trump were the exact same person, had the exact same demeanor, exact same mentality, except he was promoting leftist principles, leftist anti-ideologies, I guarantee you this person would come out there and say, oh, he's absolutely mentally capable. He's totally okay to be president. I swear, they should round up all the people at this conference on Trump's mental health and take away all of their licenses to practice. These people need shrinks. They don't need to be shrinks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Greetings and salutations. You are tuning in to the disgruntled millennial portion of the Kevin Jackson Radio Show. Of course, I am Brett Siegel, the disgruntled millennial, broadcasting to you live from my safe space down here in northern Florida, where I'm always free from your bigotry, racism, hatred, microaggressions, and patriarchy. And we were just talking about Donald Trump's mental health. Dr. Bandy Lee, a Yale psychiatrist, has basically come out, put her reputation and her career on the line by basically holding a conference in which she gathered a whole bunch of other psychiatrists who are holding their careers on the line, apparently, and basically all decided to collectively that Donald Trump is an insane person. Of course, they all met with him and, you know, did intensive therapy sessions. And, of course, they arrive at this conclusion after some careful experiments. They tested his brain scans. They did MRIs and EEGs, and they got all the best No, they didn't do any of that stuff. A bunch of folks, a bunch of hack leftist psychiatrists who probably have made careers out of screwing up their patients got together to have a big circle wank in a conference where they basically talked about how awful Donald Trump is and how awful half of America is. Not only is Donald Trump insane, but half of America is insane. When asked by Salon.com, what are the two or three things that you could cite about Donald Trump's behavior that causes you the greatest concern, worry, or alarm? Dr. Bandy Lee goes, there are certainly the symptoms that he displays. He has a great need for adulation. He is angry if reality does not meet his needs. People have been expecting him to settle into his role and become more presidential. But that does not ordinarily happen among those with such personality traits. In fact, what we were seeing here is a creation of his own reality, a reality that will meet Trump's own emotional needs and the needs to impose that reality on others. It is his imperviousness to facts and reality that could place us all at great risk. And who are the fearmongers, folks? Are the conservatives really the fearmongers? Oh, Islamophobia. Oh, they're just afraid of Muslims. They're afraid of Islam. No, they're chopping people's heads off and raping women and have no concern for women's rights or human rights. There's 61 Muslim countries, like four of them are decent, are, you know, sort of civilized. But no, we're fearmongers. But this lady, one psychiatrist, gets together with a few other psychiatrists, looks at a couple YouTube videos of Donald Trump because they never even met the guy, and then they decide that he is mentally defunct. They decide that he's mentally impaired. And they base this on their experience as doctors. Dr. Bandy Lee, of course, she is the ringleader of this circus. When she was asked, on one hand, he can just be cantankerous and moody and angry, spoiled child, right? I mean, I've described him as a man-child or a clown thing, but how do we separate that from saying, okay, there's something going on clinically? That's a great question. How do we know if there's something going on clinically?
And she says, one does not make the other mutually exclusive. In fact, one can both be immature and a jerk, dangerous and ill-intentioned. In other words, bad as well as mad. This answers the question I had asked earlier. Well, wasn't he some sort of, just 2 days ago, he was an evil genius mastermind, and now he's just an incompetent crazy person. I guess she answered that question. She said, it's really the combination that makes it so toxic and unpredictable that we felt that there was a need to speak out. The interviewer says, how should the Goldwater rule, the ethical requirement not to diagnose a person you have not examined, be balanced with mental health professionals' responsibilities as American citizens and members of the global community? Wow. Did you hear how loaded that question is? How should the Goldwater rule, the ethical requirement to not diagnose a person you have not examined, be balanced with the mental health professionals' responsibilities as American citizens? Okay, that's a great question. A little bit loaded, if you ask me. I mean, I don't think that mental health professionals have a responsibility to the global community. They have a responsibility to their patients. They have a responsibility to the people whom they treat. And Dr. Bandy Lee answers that loaded question saying, what we all might think she would say. She said, in an ordinary situation where matters were not so intense, we could balance out our political activism and separate that from our professional goals and actions. But when there is such a grave mental disability, how do you know it's a grave mental disability? You haven't seen him. She said, when there is such a grave mental disability that it's affecting the public sphere, the political sphere, such as in the current position of power, then those lines get blurred. Given that all human health exists in an ecological system, there is no rule that politics will never enter the sphere of health or the mental health profession. Right now, we're seeing that it does. All right, listen to her words. Human health exists in an ecological system. First of all, that's very collectivist. When I get full, when I eat, you don't get full. When you eat, I don't get full. That's because we're individuals. My health is independent from your health. Now, she obviously acknowledges that the Goldwater rule has some value, the ethical requirement that requires you not to diagnose a person if you have not examined them. No! Donald Trump's mental health issues are so blaring, so out there, so in the public sphere, and Dr. Bandy Lee is such a good psychiatrist that she doesn't have to acknowledge the Goldwater rule because the problem is so dire. It is such a dire situation that she is going to go outside of her realm as a doctor and diagnose someone that she's never even examined in her life. Probably never even sat in a room with the guy. What's her rationale? She says, we have a president who asks, what's the point of having nuclear weapons if we cannot use them? Who urges the government to use torture or worse against prisoners? Who urges his followers at political rallies to beat protesters up so badly that they'll be taken out in stretchers? And suggests that his followers could always assassinate Hillary Clinton if she were to be elected. There is something very wrong here. I agree there's something very wrong here. What's very wrong here is that none of that is true. Other than the part that he asked, what's the point of having nuclear weapons if we cannot use them? And I agree, it's a good question. Nuclear weapons should be on the table. It's what you call a deterrent. If you tell your kid that you're never, ever going to spank them, no matter what they do, you are going to have a kid who misbehaves. Saying that it is possible, saying that it is within the realm of possibilities to use nuclear weapons is not the same as declaring war on a country and lobbing a nuclear weapon over there and obliterating an entire society. Otherwise, all the other stuff she said is not true. It's all lies. But you know what? This whole clinically diagnosing random people who you've never diagnosed, that sounds fun. I want to try it. Why shouldn't we all try it? Next time you see a person you don't like, just say that they're mentally ill. Just say that they're crazy. Why can't I? Why can't I diagnose the president? Why can't I diagnose whoever I want to? This lady is diagnosing the president on practically nothing. I mean, I could diagnose anyone I see on TV. I could diagnose a celebrity, right? I could diagnose Tom Cruise with having narcissist personality, some sort of personality disorder, right? Doesn't make it right, it doesn't make it ethical, and it doesn't mean that this lady shouldn't lose her license. Of course, Solon is treating her like this brave, outspoken person. She's so brave for coming out and using her superpower psychological skills to diagnose the President of the United States when she hasn't even seen him. That's a real skill, right? And the sycophants over at Salon.com said, why do you think more of your peers haven't spoken out about these concerns? Are they afraid of professional consequences, personal threats of violence? And she says, one of my colleagues said this was not the way she wished to spend her life. In other words, to spend the rest of her life paying for an expression of her opinion by fighting lawsuits, by fighting for her license. There was a fear of having her license taken away. Yes, the fear was present then, and it is still present now, as it should be. Yes. There's a reason why you're not supposed to diagnose people who you haven't seen yet, because it's impossible. And this is the kind of doctor that CNN likes to tout. This is the kind of doctor that Salon, those left-wing hatchet pieces, those left-wing hatchet sites, they're trying to convince you that it's real news. That you're actually getting information, that you are getting some semblance of truth. It's not truth. I know all of us has one of these. We all have one of those friends. One of those exaggerators, right? One of those people who exaggerates so much. Little things become catastrophic. Oh my God, I got cut off at the grocery store today, and this guy pulled out the window, and blah, 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 blah. And it was this big, awful thing, and I felt so triggered, and it was just this awful, terrible thing, when really it was just some guy looked at her cross-eyed. This is what the left is doing. This is what they are doing to themselves. Imagine how you feel about that friend. Imagine the credibility that you ascribe to that friend. You can only cry wolf so many times before people stop believing you. If everything is racist, then nothing is racist. If everything is catastrophic, important, end of the world, gravitas, then nothing is. And I have a feeling that this is why the left is so prone to violence these days. It's because they know their arguments don't work. Their plan B, which is calling everyone a racist, sexist, bigot, homophobe, has, you know, that card has been played. What is left for them to do but to put on masks, raise their cities to the ground, and get violent? Not much. We'll be right back.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that will be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Why do you want to say the N-word so badly?
If I don't use it, what makes you think you can?
Why do you always want to touch our hair?
Who told you it was okay to touch people without their permission?
Why do you feel like having one black friend makes you a cultural expert or not a racist?
Is your only black friend comfortable with being the reason why you can't be racist?
By that logic, then I'm not racist. I have a ton of white friends.
Why do you feel comfortable cursing at your parents?
Why do you kiss your dogs on the mouth?
How come you can't pronounce black names like Kuvanjane, but can say names like Schwarzenegger, Galifianakis, and LaBeouf just fine?
Why do you feel like all lions' lives matter, but black lives don't?
Why is a lion's life in Africa more important than the lives of black people here in America? What does Simba ever do for you?
I get it. Lion King was an awesome movie. But so was Selma, and so was Malcolm X.
Why is it so hard for you to acknowledge your privilege?
How does it feel to not be the spokesperson for your entire race at any given time?
Must be nice.
Must be nice. Greetings and salutations. You are tuning into the Kevin Jackson Radio Show. Of course, I am guest hosting for the day. This is Brett Siegel, the disgruntled millennial, broadcasting to you live from my safe space down here in northern Florida, where I'm always free from your bigotry, racism, hatred, microaggressions, and patriarchy. That was a BuzzFeed video. BuzzFeed is getting really racist. Never go full on racist, BuzzFeed. It's absolutely incredible. That video was 24 questions that black people have for white people. We went through a bunch of these earlier. I answered a bunch of these questions, but to be honest, I didn't want to answer all of them, so I let the audio ride a little bit afterwards. I mean, if you can't see the racism blaring in those questions, why is it okay? Why do you let your dogs lick your face? As if every single white person owns a dog and lets the dog lick its face. I'm a cat person. I don't like dogs. I like dogs, but from a reasonable distance, but I don't want one as a pet. Now that's what these black folks think that white people think of them. They think that white people think that black folks are just pets. Now is it racist to think that all white people think that all black people are pets? I venture to say it's very racist. I venture to say that all white people do anything is racist, just as much as it is racist to say that all black people do blah, blah, blah. So BuzzFeed is chock full of racism. BuzzFeed hates white people. BuzzFeed, of course, buys into the whole idea of white supremacy and white guilt and that white people should feel bad about everything and, you know, feel bad for their very existence. But one of the questions that was asked in this video is actually really, really telling, even though it seems a little bit more of one of the benign questions.
Why do you freak out when black people are cast to play white fictional characters?
What's the big deal if Idris Elba plays James Bond? I would go see it twice.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about this. Why do white people freak out when Idris Elba or somebody black plays the traditionally white fictional character? Me personally, I don't freak out, but I did a little research on the subject and I wanted to know, because the first thing I thought of at that time was, well, you know what? Black folks, I mean, since we're addressing each other as a race, why don't we reverse that question? Because I personally don't see any reason to freak out if we get a black James Bond. But I want to know if the same applies in reverse. Would you be okay if a white guy were cast to play in a remake of Shaft, a traditionally black character? Like I said, personally, I don't care. It wasn't even that irritating that lefties tried to troll conservatives by casting Hamilton as a black guy, and nobody cared. I mean, some people were irritated by it, but nobody cared. But let me ask you something, black folks. What if we decided to cast Martin Luther King as a white guy? Would you have a problem with that? Would you have an issue with that? And we keep hearing on and on and on about how blacks are underrepresented in Hollywood. Blacks are underrepresented. There aren't enough blacks. Hashtag Oscars so white. Millionaires like Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith having the audacity, having the sack to come out and criticize Whitey because Oscars so white. Will Smith? Give me a break. Now if you really want to know, first of all, I don't buy into the idea that blacks are underrepresented in Hollywood. I don't buy into the idea that minorities are underrepresented in Hollywood. If a movie is made and it requires a black character or requires a Hispanic character or it requires a woman, they cast a black, Hispanic, or a woman. But in the 1970s, there was a new genre of movie, of television, emerging. It was movies like Shaft that had mainly black casts. The music was funk and soul. They depicted black culture, urban culture. And it was an opportunity for black folks who were just rising out of the civil rights era to make their mark on Hollywood. They started out as these niche movies, but then
gained steam and went mainstream. But the NAACP, the leftists of the day, the race baiting, the race baiters, the race pimps, the Jesse Jacksons of the day, the Al Sharptons of the day, they couldn't have that. Black actors and black musicians were getting way too empowered. And race pimps hate that. Race pimps hate it when minorities are empowered. Now, in an attempt to shut down these movies, the NAACP basically coined a term, blaxploitation films. Blaxploitation. The idea that making movies about urban neighborhoods exploits blacks. The NAACP likened TV shows and movies like Shaft to racism. Even though black actors were given the opportunity in the 1970s to make their mark on Hollywood, the NAACP, simply because a white man ultimately was the one who signed the check of the actor who played Shaft, actors and musicians of the day, black actors and musicians of the day, were accused of being house Negroes, Uncle Toms, Oreos. And the NAACP effectively shut down an entire genre, a budding genre, that welcomed black actors and musicians. Hashtag Oscars so white. You want to know why Oscars is so white? Because leftists of the 1970s shut down a budding film industry that was centered around the black experience in black neighborhoods. And not only did these movies outline some of the cultural aspects of what was going on at the time in the black community, but they also gave the opportunity for a lot of black actors, a lot of black musicians to rise up and make their mark on Hollywood. But the NAACP couldn't have that. It's blaxploitation. Democrat plantation style, the NAACP stopped a post-civil rights era blacks from succeeding in Hollywood. And leftists of the day unilaterally decided that it wasn't good for the black community to be in movies. It wasn't good for the black community to have movies about urban neighborhoods. It wasn't good for the black community to have movies that appeal to the black community. That they were just feeding the white system, the white supremacist system. I mean, well, who's going to be signing their checks? It's going to be a white guy. That's just indentured servitude. It's like slavery. Those Hollywood fat cats, they just want to oppress you by putting you in their movies. Because just like the BuzzFeed questionnaire that black people have for white people, the mere fact of a white person writing and signing a check over to a black person, that's slavery. Then those actors might as well be slaves to the white man. Because a white man signed their check. Now, I don't believe that there is a disparity in Hollywood, but if there were one, look in the mirror, folks. You caused this. Look in the mirror, leftists. You caused this. You did this. And it's insane. In 2017, liberal protesters are showing up in droves to make sure that Colin Kaepernick has a job. What's the difference from now in the 70s, lefties? Why in the 70s were you protesting against blaxploitation films, but now you want Colin Kaepernick is, if he doesn't have a job, that's racism. If they had a job in the 70s, that's racism. Now if they don't have a job in the 2000s, that's racism too. I mean, what's the difference from the 70s? Honestly, not much. The 49ers owner, Jed York, worth $100 million, he's a white guy. He signs Cap's checks. I mean, wouldn't that mean that liberals are protesting to send Cap back to the plantation where he would be beholden to the white man who signs his check? Moral of the story is that liberals have no one to blame but themselves. Black culture had an opportunity to thrive in the mainstream in the 1970s with, quote, blaxploitation films, but race pimps in the 70s prevented that from happening by crying racism. Liberals, if you think that minorities are underrepresented in Hollywood, blame yourselves. This is your doing. This is Brett Siegel, the disgruntled millennial, in for Kevin Jackson. Get me at Shaq General. Kevin will be back tomorrow. Have a great night.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.